came to Iowa in the year of 1919. When I was 8 years old, they put me on the train with 11 others from the same home.
I was 5 years old at the time. They told all of us they were going to put us on a train, and they were going to take us out west, and we were going to find a home, mommy and a daddy.
In them days, the trains were pretty rough. The tracks were even rough at that time.
I enjoyed the train ride. It was a lot of fun. The old trains at that time burned coal, and there's big clouds of black smoke that came out of them as they went down the line. But we pretty quickly learned when the train approached a road or something it was going to cross that they would hear woo woo woo, you know, this sort of thing. We got very familiar with the clackety 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 clack of the wheels, you know, and it was there all the time we were moving. It was that noise.
I was on that train, I think, for 3 days and never got off. They wouldn't let us off. We let the seats back and lay down just like we was in a bed, but they were rough seats and not much blankets or anything.
The train took us to Clarinda, Iowa, and that was a county seat town. It was about 5,500 population, primarily in the center of a large farm country.
The next morning, they took us to a church, and we formed a half a circle, the 12 of us, and the farmers came in and picked us out. They had a little room off to the side, and if the farmer thought they wanted a certain child, they would go off in this room and talk it over. And there were some people you wouldn't want to be with. It seemed like some of them was dirty, and some of them was all right.
My own particular situation, as I read in a newspaper account years later of the event, I apparently got up on a man's lap and asked him if he's going to be my daddy. And so turns out he was.
I guess I was sickly-like, and they thought I looked awful puny. I was the last out of the 12 to be picked. I got a pretty nice family to go to, but this woman didn't know how to take care of children. She didn't have none of her own.
The first thing they did when I arrived that day was hand me a little bucket and sent me out to a building out here and said, go gather the eggs. Gather the eggs? I never gathered an egg in my life. Didn't know hardly what an egg was, except they were good. But I went out and here were the big white chickens, and the nests were up on the side of the wall, and some of the hens were on the nest, and some of them were out, and some of them were eating, but the ones that are on the nest, they went cluck, 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 cluck about this little boy, you know. A little strange boy to begin with. But I managed to reach under and get the eggs, and I filled my little bucket full of eggs and brought it back and was proud as punch.
His wife never cared for me, I don't think, to start with. After she got pregnant, they wouldn't send me back. This woman up the road a ways on the farm, she had lost her husband. She found out she was sick and going to send me back. She said, I'll take him. So I went from there up to her house, and everything changed that day. She just felt sorry for me, I think. She sewed me clothes. She knitted winter caps and gloves. She did a lot of knitting, and she was a good mother. I remember Mrs. Seggers was good to me.
County Mail, January 27, 1905. A party of homeless children from New York arrived at Rockport last Thursday evening to find homes in this vicinity. A meeting was held in the Opera House in the morning and also in the afternoon on Friday. The children were placed in the following homes: Mamie Gunderson with E.J. Million, Alfred Gunderson with George G. Cooper, Fred Gunderson with George Buckmiller. The homes have been visited and pronounced good.
When Mom got to Rockport, they were given an envelope with their parents' name in it, their home address, so they would be able to have contact with their family. Well, he got rid of those, and he never wanted her to correspond with her mother.
She wrote me a letter after I left the orphanage. I didn't receive it for several weeks later, as no one in the town knew me, and my letter was put in the dead letter office. So by the time I got the letter, my mother had written that she was going to move in 2 weeks.
Brooklyn, March 1st, 1905. My dear little girl, I was awfully glad to hear from you. I got a letter from Freddie. He is in a different place from you. I am glad you got a good home. How is Alfred and where is he? Let me know when you write to me. Lily is going to write to you soon. Be a good girl for my sake. I have been awfully sick, but I'm much better now. When I write again, I will send you a likeness of Mama, and I want you to keep it forever so you won't forget Mama. Write soon, as I am going to move by the 15th of March. Give Baby a lot of kisses for me and lots for you, Mamie. Mama can't think of anything more to write at present, so I will close my letter. So goodbye, dear Mamie, from your loving Mama. Mrs. E. Gunderson, Sumter Street, Brooklyn. Kisses, XXXX.
I wrote to her right away. I don't know if she got it or not. I never heard from her again.